From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his first message in a study of the Book of Romans. In this epistle, we find the Apostle Paul explaining the meaning of the gospel of Christ in all of its fullness. And especially because of the book's importance in the light of current reappraisals of Paul's writings, Dr. Cairns is explaining the necessity for a clear understanding of the book. He has been emphasizing that any preaching of the gospel that is not based on Paul's exposition of it in Romans is not biblical. Martin Luther came to the knowledge of justification by faith by studying the book of Romans, and in our day it is urgently important that the teachings of this book are preached without apology and without reinterpretation. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled Romans, a Glorious and Powerful Message. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Never Fails. The text is Joshua 1 and verse 5. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. This word to Joshua is often quoted. It is the basis of that New Testament word, He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Beloved, a life of warfare is before us, but the Lord of hosts is with us. Are we called to lead a great but fickle people? This promise guarantees us all the wisdom and prudence that we shall need. Have we to contend with cunning and powerful enemies? Here is strength and valor, prowess and victory. Have we a vast heritage to win? By this sign we shall achieve our purpose. The Lord Himself is with us. It would be woe to us indeed if Jehovah could fail us. But as this can never be, the winds of disquietude are laid to sleep in the caverns of divine faithfulness. On no one occasion will the Lord desert us. Happen what may, He will be at our side. Friends drop from us. Their help is but an April shower. But God is faithful. Jesus is the same forever, and the Holy Spirit abideth in us. Come, my heart, be calm and hopeful today. Clouds may gather, but the Lord can blow them away. Since God will not fail me, my faith shall not fail. And as He will not forsake me, neither will I forsake Him. Oh, for a restful faith!
Thank you.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Is all about Christ. But it's all about righteousness in Christ. A blood-bought righteousness. That's the subject of this epistle. Now, in dealing with this subject, Paul, as he always does in his epistle, starts off with a salutation. Now, a salutation is just a big word. The everyday word for it in our language is hello, or dear so-and-so. That's our salutation. Comes from a Latin word that means health. So it really was a nice way of expressing interest in the person to whom you're writing. Salutation, verses 1 to 7. But there's a whole lot more than hello and dear Romans in this salutation. Then there's the introduction, and that's from verse 8 through verse 15. Then in verses 16 and 17, there is his great statement of theme. Now we've got his subject, but the theme is how he's going to deal with the subject. This is the refinement of it, how he's going to deal with it. And after verse 17, right through to the end, you've got the great body of the epistle. Now you know when people come to deal with this book, the salutation and the introduction are very often stepped over fairly quickly or lightly, as if they had very little to do with the theme. Or else they're treated in isolation. They introduce a variety of subjects. For instance, Paul and servanthood, Paul and apostleship, and the humanity of Christ, and then the resurrection of Christ, and what that proves. All these little islands of truth, and they're all true, but they're dealt with in isolation. But in actual fact, the more I look at this, and I'm stepping out on a bit of a limb here, because I don't find that it's usually the way it's looked at. But as I look at this, I believe that every section in those first 15 verses is vitally connected with what Paul says in verse 16 and 17. And not only vitally connected with it, but I believe that he's introducing the central theme, and he's raising subjects here that he's going to expound more fully later on. Now the theme is verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now that's the theme. That's what Paul is saying of all I'm going to be dealing with. Here it is in the compass of two verses. This is what I'm going to be dealing with. Here's how I intend to deal with the gospel of God concerning his Son and the righteousness that God has provided in him. Now if you look at those two verses, I have given you the theme in these words. And I trust that, again, God will write them on our heart. What is Paul saying here? He's saying the revelation. The word revealed is a very important word in this midsection of Romans chapter 1. We'll look at that in due course. But the revelation that God has provided a perfect righteousness in Christ for guilty sinners, on the ground of which they are justified by faith without works of their own. That revelation is a glorious and a powerful message for the whole world. Now Paul says, there you have it. That's my theme. Now if we're going to grasp the significance of verses 1 through 15, what Paul says there, if we're going to understand how and why he develops his arguments in the chapters that follow, we've got to understand this theme, at least in general terms. So in closing tonight, what I want us to do is just take a very quick look out of order, in a way, at the theme. We'll come back to look at verses 16 and 17 in their proper place. But understand, this is at the heart of everything. What Paul says in verses 1 to 15 is all leading up to this. What Paul says after this is all leading out of it. So let's understand this theme. Will you notice first that Paul takes sin seriously? He's talking about salvation Man needs salvation. He doesn't merely need education or social amelioration or political liberation. He may need all of those things. But Paul says he fundamentally, urgently, desperately needs salvation. And to Paul, salvation meant salvation from sin. It meant salvation from the wrath of God. The wrath of God is a very important theme in this first chapter. Once he gets beyond the thematic statement, he goes on dealing with the wrath of God revealed. It's one of the biggest phrases in the New Testament. The wrath of God. Paul says they need salvation from sin. Salvation from the wrath of God. Salvation from death, which is the wages of sin. Salvation from the condemnation of God's law. Because he is a righteous judge. That's salvation. And so Romans is a book that speaks powerfully about sin. You read Romans chapter 3 and see what he has to say there about sin. He starts in verse 9 and says that they are all under sin. Now look at it very quickly. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. There's hardly a preacher in America believes that, you know. Just stop. There's none that understandeth. That's Pauline doctrine. It's the darkness of the human mind. How many idiotic preachers have written books and preached sermons about man's quest for God? Paul says, there is none that seeketh after God. Man's vaunted quest for God is a quest for a God that will allow him to get around the truth of the revelation of Scripture and raise an altar to an idol. Now, I didn't write this. This is sin, according to Paul's conception. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. And he goes on with a description of the foulness and of human depravity. So Romans is a book that speaks powerfully about sin. Now that's all on the surface, by the way. When we get to chapter 5, then he really deals with sin in a way that sets modern thinkers by the ears. And again, they can't live with it. For I don't know how long now. And for most of the last 2,000 years, certainly the whole Roman Catholic tradition is in this line. And apostate Protestantism follows hard along. But for most of the last 2,000 years, so-called Christian preachers have been spending their time trying to take away the truth of what Paul revealed about sin in Romans chapter 5. When we get there, you'll see what he really has to say about sin, where he talks about Adam and our being in Adam and how we died in Adam and how we were condemned in Adam. And he's so strong on this doctrine of sin that even evangelicals don't want anything to do with it. They've got to explain it away. But you know, Paul was strong on sin because if there's ever to be any hope, you have to have an honest diagnosis. Let me give you a modern example. If you've ever had to deal with a person who's caught up in the sin of sodomy, you'll find that some counsel will tell them you were born that way. It's a genetic flaw. you have a genetic predisposition. You can't help it. What are you telling that man? You're telling him there's no hope. There's no hope. But you come to God's word in this first chapter of Romans, and you tell him, this is sin. It is cursed of God. And it will be visited by divine vengeance in the fires of a never-ending hell unless you repent and are converted. Now that seems rough justice, but let me tell you, that gives him hope, because if I can identify something as sin, then thank God the gospel has the answer to sin. So Paul goes on from preaching about taking sin seriously to giving the gospel. The good news that God has devised means whereby his banished be not expelled from him. That's a good text to sum up what Paul's outlook here is, because in Romans chapter 5 he says, having been justified therefore by faith, we have peace with God. And you know that has, I'm not saying nothing to do with, because it produces it, but it is not calmness of mind. It is not serenity of soul. That comes as the result. That's the peace of God. But he's talking about peace with God. That's reconciliation. And later in that chapter 5, he speaks of Christ, by whom we have received the atonement. And the Authorized Version uses the word atonement there, not in its theological sense of satisfaction for sin, but in what's called its etymological sense of at-one-ment, reconciliation. We have at-one-ment with God. So, he's saying God has devised means whereby guilty sinners banished from him by their sin be not expelled forever. But notice this, the whole gospel. God has devised those means. It's the gospel of God. The righteousness which enables a sinner to stand before God is called by Paul the righteousness of God. You see, in the Bible, there's no auto-salvation. There's no way for sinners to save themselves. Furthermore, as Paul makes it very clear, there's no salvation in race. There's nobody prouder of their race than the Jews, or for that matter, the Greeks. The Greeks were so proud of themselves, everybody who spoke a different language from Greek was called a barbarian. So, good evening, you barbarians. They were so proud of their race. Paul says, whether you're Jew or Greek, there's no salvation in your race. And that's true of you Americans, and it's true of us British. There's no salvation in your race. And there's no salvation in your religion. His whole message is, look, there is salvation in Christ. And nowhere else.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.